Hey everyone, Jake Carter here, back with another dose of social confidence to supercharge your charisma and connections. Today's topic? Emotional intelligence. It's like the secret sauce to navigating relationships, crushing those social situations, and becoming a truly magnetic person. Ever feel like you're just going through the motions in conversations? You know that feeling when someone's talking, but you're half listening, already thinking about what you'll say next? That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's not just about being nice, it's about truly understanding and connecting with others on a deeper level. Now, developing emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower you're born with. It's a skill set, like learning a new language or mastering a musical instrument. And today, we're focusing on two key pillars: active listening and empathy. Let me break it down for you. Active listening is more than just hearing the words someone is saying. It's about paying attention to their tone, body language, even the silences between words. It's about truly absorbing what they're communicating, both verbally and nonverbally. Think of it like this. Imagine you're at a concert. Are you just hearing the music, or are you feeling the rhythm, experiencing the energy of the crowd? Active listening is that level of engagement. You're present, you're absorbing, you're connecting. And then there's empathy. That's about stepping into someone else's shoes and trying to see things from their perspective. It's about understanding their emotions, even if you haven't personally experienced the same situation. Empathy is like having a superpower. It lets you build genuine connections, resolve conflicts more effectively, and create a space where people feel truly heard and understood. Think about that time when someone was venting to you about a tough situation. Did you just nod along, or did you actually try to understand their feelings? Did you ask questions to clarify, offer support, or share your own experiences, while keeping the focus on them? That's empathy in action. Here's the thing. Developing emotional intelligence isn't about being perfect. It's about making a conscious effort to improve every day. It's about practicing active listening, asking questions, really paying attention to people's nonverbal cues, and striving to understand their perspectives. Ever had that friend who just gets you? The one who seems to know what you're thinking before you even say it? That's the power of emotional intelligence. It creates those deep, meaningful connections that make life richer and more fulfilling. Picture this. You're at a networking event. Instead of just going through the motions of shaking hands and exchanging business cards, you actively listen to what people are saying, ask thoughtful questions, and genuinely try to understand their experiences. Boom! You've turned a mundane interaction into a powerful connection. Remember, emotional intelligence isn't something you turn on and off like a light switch. It takes consistent effort, but the rewards are immeasurable. So go out there, practice active listening, cultivate empathy, and watch your social confidence soar. Next time we'll dive into mastering nonverbal communication, because remember, it's not just what you say, it's how you say it. Until then, keep shining bright and crushing those social interactions. Don't forget to share this episode with a friend who could benefit from a boost of emotional intelligence. And if you have any thoughts or questions, hit me up on social media. I love hearing from you guys. Keep connecting, keep growing, and keep rocking the world.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.